I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. Last night, the West Central Illinois Arts Center opened its exhibition calendar for the 2013 season with a contemporary art exhibition for viewers of all ages named Fun Temporary. It's been timed to coincide with recruitment for the center's Be Creative Arts Crew, a pilot project to engage a team of creative 13 to 18-year-olds in helping shape the future of the Macomb arts community. The artists participating in Fun Temporary are Jason Ackman of Rushville, Kim Kissinger Marino of Champaign, John Selberg and Mike Yeager of Peoria, and Brenda Brosy Benson of Monroe City, Missouri. Fun Temporary will be on view through March 2nd. Gallery hours are Monday through Friday, 10 to 2, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at the West Central Illinois Arts Center on the east side of the square in downtown Macomb.
On the coast of Tawapi, a dear Normanville, in the dear land of Kurimand, I bid thee farewell. We're bound off for Greenland, we're ready to sail, in a hopes to find riches, a hunting the whale.
Stars Cave Concert Series outside Burlington welcomes Curtis and Loretta back to the Leopold Loft. Acoustic folk music duo Curtis and Loretta have been acclaimed for their exquisite harmonies, incisive songwriting, and skill on an array of stringed instruments, including but not limited to the Celtic harp, the mandocello, the mandolin, the guitar, the clawhammer banjo, and the ukulele. They have a blend of original songs, traditional Celtic tunes, and occasional American folk and old-time songs. Curtis and Loretta at Stars Cave Nature Center tonight. At 7 o'clock, the price is $10 for adults, $2 for students. That's at Stars Cave Nature Center on Stars Cave Road outside Burlington.
When I was still quite young, I sold that sugar candy all behind a clear glass counter filled with candy cane. Children came from near and far to see the wonder of it, press their nose against that glass and dream of sugar cane. But they am dancing, always a dance. Laughter and the fair eyes were wondering at them, rolled in the grass, but then stumbled just a little, and get the clothes on and let them cry with the thunder, let them smudge up the glass.
Tonight and tomorrow night in Macomb, the Starry Night Repertory Theater presents the Golden Years love story, The Last Romance, by Joe DiPietro. Pietro is a Tony winner for his musical Memphis and is well known for his show I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. Director Rebecca Bean and co-lead Jeannie Marlin tell us a little bit about this story of a widower named Ralph.
He's one of those old guys who sits in the park and watches people go by, and he likes to kid, he likes to make jokes, he likes to have fun. He's just an old sweetheart, an old Italian-American gentleman. His life has gotten kind of mundane. But one day, instead of walking into the park where he usually walks, he turned the other direction and ended up in a different park.
The biggest adventure of which seems to be chasing a certain lady he finds in that part of town.
Well, and it's interesting that you use the word chasing, because there is a lot of give and take. It's like, is she going to stay? Is she going to go? Will he say something to really turn her off? Or will he be charming enough that she's willing to stick around and see what else might be happening?
They both are dealing with their greatest fear, which is of ending up alone. He has this fascination for opera, and she knows nothing about it, and that becomes the kind of connecting point as he shares with her his love of opera, and that brings them together. One of the things I love about the play is that they interweave that love of opera, because when he was 20, young Italian-American immigrant, he got to audition at the Metropolitan Opera. And there is a young man who's woven throughout the play singing beautiful segments of opera representing Ralph as a young man. So you see the man he remembers and the man he is today on stage at the same time.
Yeah, when I first read it, I wondered, would it be entertaining for people who were younger? And the more I read it, the more I realized, yeah, there's some great laugh lines in there. And, you know, all of us have a funny grandpa or a funny uncle or a funny aunt who's just a cut-up, and we love them, we adore them. And that's there's an endearing quality to the characters that really draws you in no matter how old you are.
Director Rebecca Bean and co-lead Jeannie Marlin talking about Joe DiPietro's The Last Romance, being presented by the Starry Night Repertory Theater tonight and tomorrow night in downtown Macomb at the West Central Illinois Arts Center on the Square. The showtime is 7:30 each night. Tickets are available at the door. They are a duo. They are a unique blend of Celtic music and American pop rock. And they're a favorite of the Music Under the Water Tower series in Donelson, Iowa. They're Switchback.
She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paints, no powders, no none at all. She wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and round her shoulders hung a Galway shawl.
The music starts tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Donelson American Legion, next to that water tower. There's a donation jar at the door, though the suggested donation is $10. Enjoy live music at Music Under the Water Tower in Donelson, Iowa, this month with Switchback. This coming week brings with it not only Valentine's Day, but the 40th annual Western Illinois University Jazz Festival, beginning on Wednesday the 13th with a jam session at the Cafe Aroma in Macomb. On Friday, the main event will be concerts by the WYU Jazz Band and the critically acclaimed Jazz Studio Orchestra with special guest trumpet virtuoso and recording artist Marvin Stamm. That concert is in the Kofak Recital Hall on the WYU campus. Marvin Stamm. He's been a trumpet soloist with the Stan Kenton Orchestra, the Woody Herman Band, and he's been a recognized national-level first-call studio player with Bill Evans, Quincy Jones, Oliver Nelson, Thad Jones, Wes Montgomery, Freddie Hubbard, Stanley Turrentine, Pat Williams, Michel Legrand, Frank Foster, Paul Desmond, George Benson, and many others. Once again, he'll be the featured guest at the 40th Annual WYU Jazz Festival, playing with the Jazz Studio Orchestra on Friday the 15th in the Kofak Recital Hall. Friday night concert tickets for the general public are available at the Hainline Theater box office. The phone number is 309-298-2900. The box office hours are Monday through Friday, 12 to 5. And on Saturday afternoon, the festival will feature a full lineup of middle school, junior high school, and senior high school jazz bands. The WYU Jazz Festival this coming week. Also in an extended run starting this Wednesday evening, the Department of Theater and Dance at WYU presents Jean Giraudoux's Electra. This Electra is a retelling of the ancient Greek myth, but Giraudoux's version is not really a Greek play. It's about France in the 1930s, when Hitler was becoming a threat and the enemy was on the border. The play strongly suggests the dilemma many European nations faced as fascism took hold in Germany. Electra's quest to bring the truth about her father's murder and refusal to let secrets stay buried are both complicated and made more necessary by impending war. Jean Giraudoux's Electra, Wednesday through Saturday. The performance time is 7:30 p.m. each night at the Heinlein Theater at Western Illinois University. The play is directed by Brennan Weiswerda. Also, a week from tomorrow night, don't forget our next Tri-States Public Radio celebration concert. They've written songs for Ray Charles and Kathy Mattea and Trisha Yearwood and Keith Urban and Linda Ronstadt and Johnny Cash. Yes, they're Nashville songwriters, but they're way more than just three Nashville songwriters. Together, they are the Waymores, Don Henry, Sally Barris, and Tom Kennell.
Mary sold chicken wings from stocks on the shelf. He was a gopher and a chauffeur and a midnight elf. He sold 8 tracks and lava lamps and water belts. And when we asked him what he did it for, he said,
I ain't afraid of work.
Ooh, la, 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 la.
Get my hands in the dirt.
Ooh, la, 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 la.
With my name on my shirt.
Ooh, la, 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 la.
Till my funny bone hurts.
Ooh, la, 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 la.
You know I ain't afraid.
Till she flipped her lid. She was a blackjack dealer and a clown for kids. She was a picker in a bar band till her fingers bled. And when we asked her what she did it for, she said,
I ain't afraid of work.
The Waymores, live in our studio here at Tri-States Public Radio in Macomb on Saturday, February 16th at 7 p.m. sharp.
Popsy was a cabbie and a shipping clerk. He was a plumber running numbers and a soda jerk. He spent the summer by the highway on a chain, chain, chain. And when we asked him why he did it, he explained,
I ain't afraid of work.
Tickets are available at 1-800-895-2912 or online at tristatesradio.com. The Waymores, another Tri-States Public Radio celebration concert. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.